The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung, and this is my co-host, recorder Ron. And I hope you all, and I hope everyone's having a wonderful week, a wonderful day. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Of course, I had a good weekend myself, too. So today's episode, I have another guest on my show today. She is from Hope Network. So let's welcome Ileana Lambert to the show. Good afternoon, Ileana. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Joe, for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to coming over here and checking you out.
Hey, I think it sounds like you've wanted to come over here.
Yes, I did. You have quite the system here.
Thanks.
Pretty awesome studio.
It's lovely to have you on my show today.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be on the show today?
Feels great. You make me feel very comfortable. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so sweet of you to say that.
No problem.
All right, let's get on with the questions.
Sure.
All right, first question coming at you. So for those that may or may not know, can you explain what is Hope Network, and can you explain what is some of its history?
Sure. So Hope Network has been around for over 50 years. There were a lot of people with a vision to help those in the community that maybe couldn't help themselves or were disabled in one way or another, whether it be physical or mentally. They started it way back, I believe, at Pine Rest, and then it just kind of grew. And we have many different agencies all over West Michigan. I work for the DCS program in Grand Rapids. I'm right at 36th Street in Eastern, and we have many agents. Our agency covers a lot of things that help people in the community. So it could be a physical situation, or a mental health situation. It could be someone with a brain injury. It could be someone who just came out of prison and needs to be acclimated back into the community, find jobs, get a resume made up, an interview, and just get back and fit it into the community.
In society, too.
And in society, absolutely, because they've been incarcerated for a long time. So we are very proud of that program and of all of our programs. I work directly where the individuals that I serve are physically and mentally impaired. Some of them have, just a small learning disability. Some may have more difficulties than others.
Disability.
Yes. So it's to get people acclimated and to get them back into the community, to fit in, just like you and I, just to find a job, to volunteer, to start a business, just to be a part of the community, and which is what you want to do yourself. And so that's an important part of the history of Hope Network, getting people involved, empowering them to become better individual, better citizens.
Yeah, better citizens in the future.
Absolutely.
And also for that too.
Yes.
So do you have about people with visual impairments?
We do. We have some individuals that have visual impairment that we work with. So we have a group of they're called job coaches that get out in the community and try to help them find jobs for any kind of impairment. It doesn't matter. We oversee all of that. It can be vision, it can be physical, like I said, mental. So it can be anything. And so we try to empower individuals, find them work, help them to volunteer, help them to fit into the community, have leisure skills, better social skills, maybe even ride the GO bus independently or take the city bus independently. So we're very involved out in the community.
Yeah, because because when you mentioned teaching them, like you said, social skills and
yes, correct.
More skills just to be better citizens. And it's also important for that too, because, it's kind of like rehabilitation.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. So there are skills that they already come to us with skills, and we are just there to refine the skills to help them grow and to mature and to become better mentors, to become better team players.
Be better young adults.
Better young adults, absolutely, you bet. And just find themselves out in the community and not be afraid to take a chance and to do something that they want to do and just speak up for themselves. So we also teach them avocation, you know, how to advocate for themselves, how to open and speak for themselves so that they can find what they want to do in their lives and they can make other people know, hey, this is about me. I totally need support, which we all do. You know, my husband is my support system. I know that you have support system, but we need to speak our minds too. We need to know that those with disabilities also have desires and dreams and want to do things in their lives. Maybe get married, find a job, drive a car, whatever it is that they feel that they want to do with their lives. We want to empower and give them those skills and those tools help them.
Or get into radio or communications.
Absolutely.
Have a podcast like you do too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next question.
Sure.
Flying at you.
You bet.
All righty. So when and why did you join Hope Network?
Okay. So that question is about 11 years ago. I retired from being involved with the Grand Rapids Public Schools. So I was in special ed, and I was very involved in special ed for 35 years. And it was kind of time for me to retire and move on, but I had a student who had left my classroom, graduated, and had moved on to Hope Network. And she actually picked up the phone one day and said, hey, Illy, I hear that you are retiring and I need a job coach. And there are not many female job coaches in my area. So how about coming to work for Hope? So she kind of recruited me and I became her one-on-one job coach. And she started a little business and I was her helper assistant, empowering her to do the best that she could. So that's how I came over to Hope Network. I started out with about 6 hours, and then it kind of grew to 9 hours, and then, whoa, I'm at 32 hours, four
Holy
days a week.
32 hours, wow, that's a lot of work.
Yes, I enjoy it, though. I love it.
Very long hours.
Yeah, but it's my passion. I really enjoy it.
Well, it sounds like you enjoy that.
Yeah, very much so.
It was nice of her to recruit you.
She sure did a good job recruiting, yes.
Thank goodness that she recruited you.
Yeah, so you bet.
She started her little business?
Yes, she did. She did. She's a gal that she had a lot of potential. Her passion was to serve others through making coffee. So she started her own little coffee business. And so she bought all her the supplies. We went shopping. She, you know, purchased all that she needed, coffee cups, mugs, you know, the lids.
Creamers,
sugar, you know, everything that it takes to run a little small little coffee business. And started doing it small at first. And so she started selling coffee during her lunch break and her coffee breaks at work. And staff and clients would buy from her. And then it kind of grew a little bit more. And she went on to do coffee for our big wigs, I call them, at Orchard Vista, which is the corporate offices. So she would go there about once a week, actually. And I would drive her over there, and she would bring all her coffee supplies, and she would sell coffee to the people there that had offices. So she kind of grew her business and did really well.
Well, it sounds like she's still doing it today?
I don't think so. I think she went out to do some mentoring, actually, and some speaking. Ooh. So that she kind of grew and received confidence in herself, and she took some classes, and she is now a mentor, and she does speak similar to you, but not for a podcast. She goes out and encourages other people that they can be all that they can be if they believe in themselves.
Yeah, help go find a job or something that they want to do.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
All right. And another question is coming at you.
All right.
So what are some of the departments that work with special needs young adults?
So what I do is I work for Work Skills Solutions, and our department serves people with all disabilities, and they come to us Monday through Friday, and they can do piecework. So we can subcontract with factories and other agencies and corporations, and they bring work in to teach our clients on how to do some piecework. So that's one big part of it. So it's teaching them stamina, it's teaching them how to be patient, it's teaching them how to follow direction, how to put together a part. It could be for a car, you know, it could be
for a truck.
Yeah, truck. It could be for a microphone like it is right here.
Yeah.
It could be for a chair, putting together chairs, putting together all kinds of different things. And so they're learning that on set, all those equipments and all those tools, and they're learning how to do that right at our site on 36th Street and Eastern. And then another part of it is volunteering, like myself. I'm the volunteer coordinator for the DCS program at WorkSkills. And what I do is I bring individuals out in the community Monday through Thursday, which are my hours, and we volunteer all over the community. So we give of ourselves and connect with community, and we find some of the skills that the clients have, and we help them refine those skills, improve on those skills, and be able to become more responsible individuals and adults. And volunteering is a wonderful way to get back to the community, and it's a wonderful way to learn and to sometimes get a job. So I've even had clients who have gotten jobs because of their volunteering experience. So that's been pretty exciting for me to see that.
Oh, so what? Now that you've mentioned piecework,
yes.
Now you got me thinking about the piecework that that I used to do at KVO.
Similar to that. It was very similar to the KVO piecework, yes. Yes, and so we get a lot of companies that bring in a lot of work. We stay pretty busy. So, and when we're not working, if there's not enough work for every client, then we do trainings. We do all kinds of trainings. Right now, of course, protocols for COVID. And I was in charge of making sure that as we got our clients back into our site, that they would learn the protocol, you know, safeties for coming into work.
Social distancing, wearing a mask,
having their temperature taken, washing their hands constantly, making sure that their area is clean, wiping down and disinfecting.
And
we've done a lot of that.
Sanitizing.
Oh boy, we've done a lot of sanitizing. But it's kept us open. So we're following those protocols and those safety protocols for COVID, and it's kept us open and it's kept our clients safe, and it's kept the employees safe so that we can continue to serve them. So it's been an amazing journey so far, even through COVID.
All right. Well, all right, Ron, another question? Another question coming at you.
Okay, sure.
So you started doing micro business.
Yes.
But then COVID hit.
Correct.
So how are you going to get back into micro businesses with your clients?
Interesting question, because that's been a really difficult one. One of my passions was to encourage people to start their own micro businesses. I have a lot of clients who have a lot of talents, whether it can be sewing, or it can be knitting, or it could be making jewelry. It can be making scarves, hats. It can be all kinds of things that can turn from a hobby into a little business. And for a long time, we were having a lot of clients start their own little business, their own micro business. And we had a lot of connections out in the community doing craft shows. So I would get them involved and connected with craft shows. We would go together as a group, and I would encourage and teach them money skills and how to keep track of what they're spending and what they're buying and how much they're selling. Those are all really important things to know when you're starting a little business. And then COVID hit, unfortunately, for the micro business owners. That kind of put a stop to some of that to a certain extent. So right now, I'm encouraging them to continue to build up their inventory, not to give up. COVID's not going to be around forever.
No.
We hope. Well, and that, you know, things are improving, and we are seeing more places open up, and social, you know, things are happening more around us in our community. So I'm hoping that we can get back up there, like they say, on the horse again.
Get back
on that horse again and get going, and really encourage them to not give up, not to be discouraged just because they haven't been able to sell their products. So they constantly come to me and we talk about it at work, and I keep telling them, just build up your inventory, because we will get around to getting out there in the community and selling your product and making yourself known and getting connected again. So that's really important.
It's very important,
yes.
Because I was about ready to say that, but like things are starting to open back up. Getting ready to say that part.
Yes.
And everyone's getting vaccinated too.
Absolutely. We probably are almost full capacity vaccinated at work. We have almost everyone at work that's an employee is vaccinated, and most of my clients are all vaccinated. So it's very important to do that. So to help us, you know, continue to fight this so we can overcome this.
Sure is.
Yep.
So can you tell us a story about one of your clients micro businesses.
Sure, I certainly can. There's another young woman. There's many individuals that I've been able to assist and encourage and empower them to continue their business. But I particularly think of one young woman who makes greeting cards. And I know it's kind of, you know, a lot of people don't like to send greeting cards, but I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. I still send greeting cards, and she makes gorgeous greeting cards. She's come a long ways. She started with a very small business and stamping greeting cards and painting and coloring. And she has grown her business, and she does this out of her own home. So she lives independently and has her own apartment and has her own room that she's completely redone just for her business. So all her greeting cards, all her supplies are in there, and she spends a lot of time making greeting cards. So it can be anywhere from, you know, graduation cards to Mother's Day cards to birthday cards,
or
sympathy,
Christmas cards.
Right now, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you said Christmas card. At one time, she sold hundreds of Christmas cards to many people at Hope Network because she makes beautiful cards. And she has become very independent, and she goes on the Go Bus, and she just is a full trooper. She's out there encouraging others, and she's out there telling her story about her business. And I know that she continues to do that. And we're going to get her back up and running and getting her to sell more of her greeting cards.
Yeah, because when she sold a lot of cards
yes.
that she sold.
You bet. As a matter of fact, one of our, I believe it was our CEO, Phil Weaver, who actually ordered like 100 cards from her a couple Christmases ago. And so she had to get busy and make a lot of greeting cards of all different kinds for him. So she would get many orders like that. And that helped, you know, supplement her income. So that was awesome for her to be able to do that. And she's hoping to do that again. So I'm hoping that she can do that.
I'm glad that she's doing a very wonderful job, and she has a
yes.
She's got her own home, and she lives independent.
You bet. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
So I'm also curious how for those that may not know, can you explain what micro is?
So like a micro business?
Yeah.
So it starts out, a lot of people start out with a hobby. So I myself have a little bit of a micro business. I started out with, mine's kind of a hobby, and you get out there and you can write up a plan, and you can figure out your financial situation, your tools that you need to continue to grow your business. Advertising is a big, I always tell them that doing that 10 minutes this speech, you know, and talk about your business when everybody you come in contact with. A lot of people that I encourage that are who make jewelry, I say, wear your jewelry, wear the product, you know, if you can. Obviously, you can't wear a greeting card.
No, you can't.
But if you have a piece of jewelry, wear it. If you have a scarf and it's wintertime, wear it. You yourself are your own, you know, you can make your own advertisement yourself and make that known to others. So just continuing to encourage one another and to grow your business and just to believe in yourself so you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it.
You can accomplish anything.
You betcha. You can accomplish anything. Like you, Joe, you've accomplished a lot.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
All righty. And the last question coming at you.
Sure.
Right here. Now, I know I've known you and your husband, Lee, for years now, it sounds like.
Yes.
So what are you two doing for relaxation?
Oh, that's a good question, because we have been married for 46 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of years, yes. A lot of years with one guy, but he's a great guy. So actually, we do a lot of fun things together. We love to travel, so we're traveling partners. Any chance we get a chance to travel, we travel. Right now with COVID, you know, some of that is stopped, but we've traveled abroad a few times, and we love to experience different cultures and foods and just what makes other people tick, you know, and that kind of thing. But right here at home, what we love to do the best is kayaking. We purchased a couple kayaks last year, and we've been getting out there and relaxing. We just went Saturday with some good friends, and we went kayaking for the day, and it's so relaxing. You can make it as hard work as you want, or you can just sit back with your paddle and just enjoy nature and smell the fresh air and the breeze and the sunshine and listen to the birds. We both love bird watching, so it's kind of exciting to do that. And we like to go for walks And I'm a big lighthouse buff, so he puts up with me, and he goes lighthouse hunting, and I put up with him, and he loves baseball, and we go to baseball games together. So, yeah, we do a lot of fun things together.
Yeah, you know, you know what? I think kayaking sounds like a relaxing activity, and so does walking.
Yes, it is. Anything with nature, I just love to do. Being in the water, just put me in the water. I think I'm a fish. Do you like the water, Joe?
Yeah, I love the water.
Do you? Me too. Yeah. You bet. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for being on, for taking the time out of your day to come here on my show.
My pleasure. It's been very interesting for
questions.
Me. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Before we go, is there anything that you'd like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
Not really. I think we've covered everything, but I just want to encourage people to believe in themselves and to get out there and connect with community, you know, and give everything you've got. You can do anything you want to as long as you put your mind to it, right?
That's right. As long as you keep at it.
Keep at it.
You know, don't let your dream die away.
That's right. Don't let your dream dry away. I like that.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
I think I'm good.
All right.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. And let's see if Ron here has any other questions. Do you have anything else, Ron? I guess not.
Okay. Very good.
All righty. Well, that about does it for today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. If you love this episode and if you love the show, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below, and also leave a rating and write a review. You can also find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, powered by WKTV. You can also find my show on anchor.fm and Spotify and Stitcher, and you can also find my show on Apple Podcasts. And my show airs on WKTV channels Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. And before I close out the show, this is my joke of the day. Here is the joke of the day. What do you call it when a billboard almost falls on you? A really bad sign. So, I will see you all on the following Monday. So we're going to be taking off for Memorial Day weekend. So hopefully you all, please take care of yourselves and each other and have a nice Memorial Day weekend this coming week. Memorial Day weekend is upon us, so please enjoy yourselves and have a nice weekend and have a good week. And please be kind to each other and one another. And until next time, peace.